Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Steve Gillespie, your Twitter handle is
EPI Gillespie.
All right, I'm still confused by that.
But yeah, no, I was going to change it last night, but then I was like, nah,
last night. once you kept saying it on the air, you realized you better change it.
This is really bad.
Pete Lee, your Twitter handle is
Pete Lee Tweets.
Jamie, do you tweet, Jamie? Because you deal with crazy people?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
yeah. No, don't. You can speak out loud.
Right.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous.
Hi.
What is it you do?
I just passed my boards to be a psychiatric nurse practitioner.
Okay.
So that's what I'll be doing.
Are you always overthinking people? Like when you met Pete on that plane, he explained the story to us 6-8 months ago. When you met somebody on a plane like that and he starts talking, you start talking, you obviously are attracted to each other. Mm-hmm. But do you psychoanalyze right away because of your job?
No, not really.
Do you read into every word that people say? And
sometimes I will notice personality disorders right off the bat.
How many can you detect in this room right now?
I try not to notice it.
You're trying to judge, you mean?
Yeah.
I try not to judge.
Some of them jump out.
Yeah.
Some of them are obvious.
Sometimes.
How long into the conversation on the plane when you guys first met did Pete tell you that he was a comedian?
Great, great question.
Did he right away? Did he do a joke right away?
Not at all.
Did he tell you that he was on Fallon within like the first 3 minutes?
No.
I pulled up YouTube and I just like played it next to my head. I'm like, do you recognize me? I was wearing the suit.
You were in first class, right?
We were both in first class. Yeah, we were in the last
first
row.
First class doesn't mean anything. Anybody can fly first class. But still, though, sometimes you wonder why people are in first class. But you're clean cut.
Because they have a credit card.
You could have been a businessman. True, but you know.
I've never flown first class.
Yeah.
Really?
Never once.
We got to get you in first class. Yeah. It's a whole different world up there.
It is a whole other world, right.
It's a seat that's 4 inches wider.
But I want to know this. I forgot. Now we have her here, Jamie, here with us. When you start, sitting beside somebody next in a plane is also one of those weird double-edged swords. You don't want to be bugged. Now, granted, you want to be bugged by her because she's a very pretty lady. But you don't want to be bugged, so why are you going to bug her? So who spoke first? And I forgot the story.
So she always claims that I spoke to her first. But when we sat down, I always give the same speech because I have the aisle seat. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to fall asleep. Elbow me if you need to get up.
And got it.
She was at a wedding the night before, so she was maybe a little hungover.
Yes.
And she took her sweater, like this sweater, mm-hmm. and just like wrapped it around her head because she claims she's an ugly sleeper.
All right.
And
she said it out loud right away.
Yeah.
She was already flirting him right away.
Yeah. And like she, it was so funny because like it went from like pretty lady to like she wrapped herself in the sweater. She looked like a boner in sweatpants. and then
did you drop that line on her that day?
No, not yet.
You're like a boner in sweatpants.
You save things like that, you know, to like really seal the deal.
Yeah.
And then she just went. She went to sleep. And
Chicago to L.A. Right?
Chicago to L.A.
And 3 hour, 2 hour, 2.5, 2:45.
Was she an ugly sleeper?
No. I mean, I couldn't tell.
I covered my face. I cover my whole head. Like I like cocooned.
Because you're afraid
myself.
You'd be like,
yeah.
Okay, got it.
I sleep with my mouth open.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
So she.
I should do that. Because I'm an ugly flyer.
Just wear a burka.
Just come in and have my face covered.
Aren't you afraid of smothering yourself, though? You die in your sleep because you can't get any oxygen. ugly flyer.
I do something breathable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she fell asleep, and then we both kind of woke up at around the same time, and then she started talking to me because I was like, I'm not going to talk to her. Like, she's so pretty, I'm not going to talk to her if she doesn't want to be talked to. And then she started up a convo.
Got it.
And
is that true?
I do not remember this.
Oh, you remember you?
I remember you
hitting
talking
on
to
you.
Me first.
No.
That's how that always goes.
Yeah. It is that.
Yeah. So you started talking to me. It's official. the listeners called in. They decided it's me. And then we just started talking about it. The weird thing about you asking her if I was crazy, like a few weeks before that, I was dating that like crazy ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
And we were going to couples therapy with each other. Mm-hmm. And she was convincing the therapist that I was borderline personality. Yeah, because she was cheating on me. And I got like flying off the handle upset in the session because the guy was like, what's wrong with her hanging out with her co-star? And I was like, what do you mean? I was like,
she was banging a guy, right?
Yeah. And I was like, I got really upset, as you should in that moment. I got logically upset. And then she was steering him towards me being borderline because I have abandonment issues, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, that's not what this is. This is her being a hoe. And he was like, that's abusive language. And those are micro. I was like, these are full aggressions.
I know that we're talking about your new relationship now, which you're at, but I still want to. I got a question about that quickly.
Yeah.
Why did you go to couples counseling and she cheated? Did you think you're going to work through her cheating on you? Just boyfriend and girlfriend?
Did you find out in the couples counseling? Or was it before?
Why'd you go to couples counseling with a girlfriend?
Because I'm an idiot.
I've done it.
I know, but because you wanted to make. Was it because. Did somebody cheat on you, though?
Oh, no. We are doing really well, but we're just like, you know.
No, I don't mind couples counseling. I get that. But you weren't going to stay with her, right? She cheated on you.
Honestly, I think I want, because she has some stuff, and I think I wanted to, like, drop her off in a good place.
Got it.
In a way. I think that's the whole reason why. But so I went into a rabbit hole, like, researching borderline personality disorder, like looking it up, all this stuff. So when I found out that she was in psych, I was like, hey. So I went down a rabbit hole, and my therapist was talking about that I might be borderline, and I was like, I'm just not.
I started laughing when he told me that, because he literally, like, poops rainbows. Like, he's so nice.
I know.
Like, you instantly know he is not that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're listening and you're borderline, I'm not shaming you or anything like that.
You're not pooping rainbows like
you thank
are.
You.
Right. Yeah. But, like, I was like, no, I'm not borderline. I just was I chose the wrong person, and I felt upset, and I yelled.
Did you think he was emotionally available when you met him then? Because he didn't seem like he was coming off some bad crap when you met him.
Yeah, like I knew that he was coming out of a relationship, and I was in a relationship, so I wasn't even thinking.
You were actually seeing, that's right.
Yeah. So
you were totally seeing somebody.
Yeah, we didn't start even talking until like 6 months later.
But why'd you exchange numbers at that point?
Yeah.
We did the modern day.
Yeah.
We were like, hey, let's follow each other on Instagram.
Got it.
And when I landed in L.A., because I was going to hang out with Nikki.
Right.
And see what was happening. I told her all that on the plane. I was coaching
him, like, on what to do.
Here's how to hook up with Nikki.
Right, okay, yeah.
And so when I landed, I showed Nikki her Instagram, and Nikki was like, I think you're going to marry her.
Which is, like, the dumbest thing if you're going to meet a girl. You don't show her the Instagram of the girl you just met on the plane.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah, but Nikki's a cuck, and she really,
she would have watched, right?
Like, she's, like, into that. So I was like, I'm not risking anything by doing this. And so I showed her. But Nikki was like, I seriously have a weird feeling that you're going to marry this girl. And I was like, shut up. And then the whole time I was single, she's like, what about plane girl? What about the airplane
girl?
That's
right.
And then we finally got together months later.
How did your relationship just ended? Not because of Pete?
It was on its way out.
Okay.
I was with someone for 5.5 years that never said I love you once.
Whoa.
Yeah. And finally I'm just like, oh.
And Pete said it on the plane, right?
She told me that information on the plane.
Five years.
And I took a pause and I go, I love you.
So how many years into it is that on you?
I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah,
right,
I accept
right your face.
Full responsibility for that. I, you know, when someone is still a good person and you have a good relationship, you kind of like let things go. It was a happy relationship. Yeah. It wasn't bad at all. But you
ended that, and then Pete called out of the blue.
Who reached out first? Did you reach out to Pete or vice versa?
So the funny thing is I was in grad school in Nashville at Vanderbilt, and he was having a show there like 6 months after we met. So I knew that he was coming there anyway. So we just kind of like stayed in touch until then. And then before he came to the show, he asked if we wanted to get dinner. I was like celebrating one of my girlfriend's birthdays.
Right.
And so we went to dinner.
Yeah, you know how I wooed her?
How?
Cologne. I put on some cologne.
All right.
13 sprays.
You're a cologne guy.
Oh, yeah. Put on some cologne. She couldn't help it. Yeah.
And at that point, you're both available completely, right?
I was on my way out of the relationship at that point.
And then Pete helped you kick it out.
Now, Pete was taking a risk there because that could have been the same cologne that your previous boyfriend used.
And was your previous boyfriend's name Pete?
No.
We're on the same boat at all.
Great.
But yeah, we, so the, like things kind of started from there. And then, and then we like, the conversation continued and then we started dating later. Yeah. And, and we fell in love. And it's crazy because
have you said I love you at all?
Did you?
Yeah.
Have you said it yet?
Besides the plane.
Who said it first?
I've heard him say it four times this morning.
He's about to puke, man. He is about to puke in this situation.
Yeah.
He thought he was coming to Omaha, have a great time with his buddy Pete Lee. Yeah. Now he's like, shut up.
We're just driving
to the comedy. We're driving to the radio station. Shut up.
I have a whole bit about...
Do you think the people in front of you on those seats at the plane turned around and said, shut up?
Probably.
Because you can hear conversations in any flight, let alone just first class sitting there. Two people are discussing. They heard the whole thing.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're gonna wait several months and then bone. they're gonna take their time and then fall in love.
How long after you guys met in Vanderbilt did you have sex? He'll tell me.
It was actually a little while.
Yeah. She held out because she was like, I wanna be clear of the relationship. And then, but once it happened, it was game on.
You smashed, right?
Oh, I smashed.
I know you do.
I smashed. I smash that. I hit it and commit to it. That's what I do.
Are you used to a boyfriend in show business?
No.
You're not used to it? Does it bug you at all?
Oh, you mean am I used to it?
Are you used to him being in show business?
I'm getting used to it.
All right.
Yeah.
He's out of town Wednesday through Sunday, right, basically?
Yeah.
A lot of time.
You're in LA a lot.
I have been able to travel a lot recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been nice. The weird thing is that
you sit in the bar and don't watch a show anymore just because you're bored with it?
No, because he has so much new material every time. It's like a whole new show.
Right. You are a good girlfriend. You are a good girlfriend. My girlfriend would be like, I heard that one before.
That one. Of course you did.
You didn't answer my question. Who said I love you first?
I said it first.
Yeah, you did?
I said it first. Yeah, I mean, it was probably like 2 weeks or like maybe 2 weeks in that I was like, I love you. And I wasn't going to hide it. And, I wasn't going to wait 5 years. I said, I love you. And I didn't know that I didn't think I was taking a risk. And she said it right back. And
she should have waited 5 years.
See, I was a pussy about it.
Because
I wasn't sure of the reaction I would get. So I think I just danced around it somehow.
I think I love you. That old gem.
I think I'm falling in love with you.
I think I'm falling in love with you.
I use that.
Which means, I guess I was wrong.
I could be wrong.
I think we've all said that. I think I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah, well, I didn't want the rejection.
No, you didn't. Of course you didn't.
You didn't feel the same,
right?
Well, you always start slow. You're like, I love your feet. You know, like, you do one body. I love your hands. Like, I love your ear. Oh, cute ears. I love those.
I love the way you smash.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing a Build-A-Bear of I love yous till you're like, I love you. I love you.
I love your torso.
But you're not divorced at all, right?
No.
So you don't have that.
I've never been married.
But he's got some issues there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, see. Now, you can tell me this as a psychiatrist. I think relationships seem to work best when you have equal amounts of baggage.
We are a lot alike. But we just have different kinds of baggage.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very similar in a lot of ways. Like,
you're younger than he is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell him the weirdest thing?
Aww.
They'll jump all over it.
You would tell us anyway. Yeah. If you weren't sitting here, don't be a puss.
So there's this concept called flame twins.
What's that?
Like, there's your soulmate where you're like, my soul is meant to be. And then there's another thing that people say, and it's in like the hippy-dippy cosmic community.
Got it.
Where you started out as one soul and it's like a twin that split. And then you, like, out in the universe, you always find each other again. You're called flame twins.
Where's the puke bucket at?
I know. Right. I know. But, like, very early on, we had several people tell us, like, I think you two are flame twins.
Right.
And which is actually kind of gross.
For some reason, I'm thinking completely something different.
Yeah, it sounds gay to me.
Yeah. Oh, we are so type 2 gay for each other.
So you bought into the flame twins.
Flame twins
because
activate.
You did randomly meet on a plane.
We randomly met.
And I'll give
plane.
You that more than people that I dated the same girl that I went to study hall with. That doesn't mean anything because you just happened to grow up with her.
Yeah.
But you randomly met on a plane.
Yeah. And I mean, our similarities in personality and and just our background and just the way that we think. And
you have to stay together now, Pete, because yeah. you guys, I mean, hopefully it's for the long haul, but if it isn't, this conversation will be played while you're sitting here. It will play that. I'll say, where's your flame twin at? I'm just going to – I think you're going to be together forever, so let's just assume you're not right now. Yeah. I think you're going to be – because I think she's a great lady.
I think admitting –
hey, Pete, where's your flame twin? That's my line, by the way.
I think that admitting to the flame twin thing is worse than admitting to the breakup therapy thing.
I think it is.
Ago. Definitely. There was an ex-girlfriend and we went to breakup therapy. It was like
when we first met him, when he was just basically a feature, even an open micer at the time.
Wait. Yeah. There's a such thing as breakup therapy?
Yes. Yeah. He went to
you were already broke up. You go through therapy to maintain the friendship.
Yeah. And, he went with one of those years ago. We met him.
That's just a scam. That's what that is. Yeah. That's just trying to make money off people who are just break up.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm terrible.
Yeah. Well, you were younger then. You were a lot younger then.
Yeah, and she wasn't my flame twin. You know, so
are you buying the flame twin crap?
I mean, if you read about it, there are some interesting similarities. So it is. It's interesting, but it's kind of like with horoscopes. Like, right. We're both Leos, and yeah. we do embody a lot of those characteristics, but that doesn't mean, like,
oh, you guys
everything.
Are
I'm a Leo, too.
The same. Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
So what's the difference between a soulmate and a flame twin?
With the flame twin, you're banging your twin, basically.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like,
kind of like a narcissistic thing.
Well, you're both brunettes. Like, I can see that look.
Yeah. I have a joke in my act where, like, because Nikki says that we look alike, and I go, I can unlock her phone with my face.
I like that. Incest works well with that Christian audience you're bringing in, right?
Oh, yeah, they love it.
I am from Alabama.
They love the incest jokes? All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, she's from Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Did you have the accent at one point?
Oh, yeah. It was out last night when I was...
Oh, drinking. Yeah. So we got a Wisconsin with Steve, and you drop into the Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Pete does this Minnesota hybrid thing. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah. This phony fake.
He's basically Larry the Cable Guy on stage now with his Wisconsin accent.
Yeah, I'm Pete the DirecTV fella. That's what I am. I have sleeves.
Well, glad. I'm glad you guys are getting along.
Yeah, we're very much
And we
alone.
Like Pete, so I'm glad he went through some crap, obviously, with the first Jamie.
Yeah, you can say it. I can't. Legally.
And some others.
Yeah, but that was a big one. Yeah. That was a big one.
Yeah, every time I said her name, I would wince a little bit. I'd be like,
"Yeah, how'd that work,
Jamie?"
Out?
Like,
I tried to get him to like use my nickname, but he won't do it.
Tell him your nickname.
Yeah, what's your nickname?
Uh oh.
So like everybody like in my hometown calls me James. Like
James. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
He will not do it.
I'm already borderline gay anyway. You can't be like, hey, James.
Bend over, James.
Yeah, this is my girlfriend, like James. Oh, do you want to hold my pocket in the jailhouse yard, James?
I was wondering about that. How do you shorten that name? People called you James, right? Mm-hmm. But they knew it was okay. And couldn't do it?
I couldn't do it. I didn't even try.
I love you, James.
James,
what about Jimmy? Would that be better? Jimmy?
What's up, J-Train?
Yeah. All right, according to International Twain...
Flame.
Flame Twins, yeah.
That's a website?
Twin Flame Association. Yeah, that's a website.
Should we join the association?
Oh, it's actually Twin Flames, but Nikki changed it to Flame Twins. That's what it is.
Yeah, to Twin make Flames, yeah. It says in most cases they have the same astrological sign.
Oh.
So you fit the definition.
That's the only definition.
Well, it's one of them.
What else does it say?
Yeah, both my wife and I are Leos also.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, but you don't believe in that.
No, I don't.
Soulmate, twin flame.
No, I
crap.
Don't. But I understand attraction and that crap, but I think both Leos means you're a pain in the ass, right? Am I right? Is that what it means? Yeah. And I know that me and my wife are a pain in the ass with each other sometimes.
Yeah.
So even though we love each other.
Yeah.
And sometimes to others.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a pain in the ass to you. Yeah. And your astrological sign is what? Pussy? Can't take it?
Scorpio. I don't know what that means.
Ooh.
Oh, you're really into this, you know?
I think it's interesting to see how the characteristics can match up sometimes. Like, the older I get, the more I notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I read that astrology
Todd's
stuff,
a Sagittarius, right?
But I don't believe in, like, the daily predictions. Yeah. I just believe
Yeah, because they're so generic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like Jesus, a Capricorn.
That's right. Yeah. So what's a Capricorn and a Leo doing together, me and Todd? How's that work out? It's been 25
really
years.
A lot about
it's a lot of passive aggressive relationship we have. We care about each other, but we definitely are passive aggressive to each other more and more every year.
Yeah. See, I think it gets less and less passive every year. I think it's just more and more straight up aggressive.
Yeah, Pussy's been here since 2000. He might know that. Yeah, but we don't care, though. I think, is that part of the passive? The other, one of us gets more aggressive, and the other one gets more passive when he gets up. If they get abused,
I guess, I
like,
know.
Yeah, whatever. You
it's more passive off the air. It's more aggressive on the air.
Yeah. That could be true. Is that because of our last astrological sign, since you're the expert on this?
I really don't know a lot about Capricorn.
Oh, we got to find out.
I don't know much about Capricorn either.
Oh, Capricorns are great.
Obviously. That's the only description.
One of them was the son of God.
Yeah. And, yeah, but you're not even a Christian, Todd.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So what are two Leos? Why do you guys explain that to me? Because I'm a Leo.
About love. All right. We're all about loyalty.
All right.
We're generally happy people.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You sure you're a Leo, Tyler?
This is on the
I'm
air.
I'm going
by 0 the
for
way.
3 I right here.
That's just it's sickening.
It's a character on the air. I do have a character on the air. I'm much happier off the air. You know that.
Yeah. We appreciate the finer things in life, but we don't have to have them.
I like that
but
one.
But we like them.
I like that. I like those two, and I don't have to have them.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I never had them for my whole life. Yeah. Now I treat myself.
Okay, yeah. You just described a lot of people, yeah. Not necessarily yeah. just a Leo.
That's true.
Well, shut up. You're just jealous you're a Capricorn.
This is what I read. I got love to be admired, love an heir
right
of royalty, love to be in the limelight. Mm-hmm. Many of them make a career in the performing arts.
Yes.
Yeah.
There
you go.
And sensitive.
There are a lot of Leos. Yeah.
Sensitive nipples. Yeah.
Hey, I got those.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
We need a break on the sensitive
and
nipples.
Off split. Come the shirts.
Shirts versus Skins Radio.
Pete Lee, Steve Gillespie, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Pete's lovely girlfriend, Jamie's with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.